Hello, welcome to the Trip Hacks DC podcast. My name is Rob. I'm a tour guide and the founder of Trip Hacks DC. I started Trip Hacks DC in 2017 as a way to share my best tips, tricks, and travel hacks on YouTube, and I'd say it's been a huge success so far. Since I started the YouTube channel, the videos have been viewed 500,000 times, and I've gotten to take over hundreds of visitors on tour after they discovered Trip Hacks DC tours from the videos. If you're a fan of the YouTube content, don't worry. Those videos aren't going anywhere, and I'm going to continue to produce new ones. This podcast is going to be a new way for me to share information and provide you with my best tips, tricks, and travel hacks. I decided to start a podcast for a few reasons. The first is that while I think YouTube is an amazing way to share information, I also know that it's not always the best way to do it. In order to watch YouTube, you have to be in front of a computer, a phone, or a TV. You can't really watch it while you're driving, at work, or running on a treadmill at the gym. Podcasts, on the other hand, are ideal for situations just like that. I'm aiming for each episode to be around 30 to 40 minutes long so that you can listen to an entire episode during your daily commute or a stop at the gym. Another reason why I'm starting the podcast is that, even though some people think this, I'm actually not an expert on all things Washington, D.C. There are definitely some holes in my video archive where I feel like I don't know enough on a specific topic to make a really good video about it. And the last thing I want to do is provide bad information. I've done a few collaborative videos, but they've actually been really hard to do. People who aren't used to being on camera don't really always feel comfortable, and the format I use, where I record the video in many takes and then edit it all together, isn't something that works for everybody. The podcast is going to be my opportunity to invite guests and allow them to share their own expertise in a much more comfortable interview format. Lastly, the podcast will give me a chance to take a deep dive into topics that are really interesting, but that I don't really think lend themselves well to YouTube videos. One thing I've learned from a year and a half on YouTube is that people's attention spans, including my own, are really short. When you're watching a YouTube video, you're constantly being bombarded with other suggested videos and enticing things that you can click on and go check out. I found that 5 minutes is the ideal length for a video, but there's only so much you can cover in 5 minutes. The first episode of the podcast is going to feature one of my fellow tour guides, and we're going to really dig into the monuments and memorials on the National Mall and talk about how we got to the point where we have all of these monuments and memorials that you can tour when you come to Washington, D.C. In future episodes, I'm going to have guests talking about tips for visiting our museums, how to get great photos during your trip, the best places to eat, and tons of other topics. I'm aiming to have one episode per month. If you're listening to this in your favorite podcast app, then you're already in the right place, and you can go ahead and subscribe and keep getting episodes here. I'm also going to have all of the episodes posted on triphacksdc.com, and I'm going to have clips posted on YouTube and Facebook for people who prefer getting their info in little bites rather than in one big chunk. So thanks for listening. If you're tuned in on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or any of the other big podcast apps, if you could leave a review, that would be a huge help. If you have any questions or comments, you can always get in touch via the website at triphacksdc.com. Stay tuned for what I think is going to be a really great podcast.